And then she'll take that cornmeal sometime, and she'll take cracklings. You know what cracklings is? And she'll take those cracklings, put them in hot water, soften them, mash them up, and make them up in a meal, and bake that inside the stove in pones. And we call that crackling bread.
Mmm, sounds good.
It is good.
Okay. Okay, what about bread when it's in loaves made out of white flour?
Well, I call it loaf bread.
Okay.
But now my mother used to make bread we called light bread.
Huh.
She would make up her dough and set it out in the sun, cover it up. Set it out in the sun. And let it rise. And when it got up to where it ought to be, when it got through with its rising, she put it in the stove and baked it.
And that was
like you're talking about something good, oh my God.
Oh boy.
It and butter. I could make a meal all day.
Sounds great. And that was light bread?
That's what we called light bread. And make biscuits and make what we call, people call them hot cakes now, we used to call them batter cakes. A little meal used in that.
Cornmeal?
A little flour, a little meal.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
But there's not near as much meal and flour used these days in the country as it was when I come home.
Oh, really? I wonder why.
Yeah, well, everybody buys a loaf of bread and go home, and that's what they eat.
That's true.
That's right. Now, you can take right there, send that package right there, some biscuits.
Uh-huh. Did your son bring that this morning? Mm-hmm. Great.
And, of course, I'm not supposed to eat them, but what everybody else don't know don't hurt me. It don't hurt them, it may hurt me. My wife, as long as I could be at home, it was very seldom I ever eat a piece of toast.
So, just because you didn't like it?
I never did care anything for loaf bread. Always had me some biscuit for breakfast.
Sure sounds good.
Yes, sir. Used to make many a meal off of biscuit, butter, honey, a syrup, a preserve, something like that.
Wow. Sounds great.
You just don't know nothing, child. You ought to come along when I did and got some country eating, sure enough.
Well, I've heard about it, and I sure wish I could have.
Well, you can believe this or not. My wife and I got married in 1927 at the 22nd day of October. 1929, the worst depression that ever been known hit this country, and we had two kids. The oldest one was born in 28, and the second was born in 30. You talk about people eating country-grown food, we did. Buy nothing. We didn't have nothing to buy it with.
Glad you lived in the country then.
I have shock cotton, hoe cotton, dig ditches, put up fences, cut cordwood, split cordwood for 25 cents a day.
Boy. Gee, things changed.
Had a wife and two kids to feed. And that's all I could get.
Hard to believe that things have changed so much.
That's the God's truth. They used to put a fertilizer in 200-pound bags, and they got to make it white cotton bags.